Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a Premier League champion edition of Soccer for Dummies, hosted by Premier League champion Scott Lewis. I'm recording this on Thursday afternoon, but this is dropping Friday morning, unless you're on the Patreon. If you're on the Patreon, you're watching this on Thursday. But Arsenal, the Premier League champions. Now, before we get to all that, please press subscribe, leave a comment, like, do all that good shit. I've gotten a nice amount of subscribers over the last couple weeks. Appreciate y'all. We're almost at 700 subscribers. Road to 1,000 is still very active. Please press subscribe right now. Tell your friend to tell a friend about everything we're doing here at Scott's World of Sports. When we talk the Chicago Bears, the rest of the NFL, the NBA, and of course, world football, and most importantly, the Premier League champion, Arsenal Football Club, and soon to be European champion, Arsenal Football Club. I'm putting that out there. This is our year. What did Thierry say we are? They're the Invincibles. This team is what they call them, the Unforgettables. I'm telling you, in 8 days, this team will hoist both of the trophies. But all the links to everything Barbara share are in the description box. My socials to everything on the description box. So let's just get right to it. Arsenal won the league 2 days ago, almost 48 hours ago, as of time of recording. Obviously, when you'll be watching this, it'll be 3 days ago. But at time of recording 2 days ago. Now, I told y'all this episode was going to drop on Wednesday. And I even had plans to drop an immediate reaction, but man, I was just too damn happy, bro. I couldn't even do it. I've been, you know how they say, you know the phrase doom scrolling? I've been joy scrolling for 48 hours. Like, I've had little to no productivity. In fact, the stuff that I have got done over these last 48 hours is actually impressive that I actually did it. But the main reason why it took me so long to record this, outside of joy scrolling and consuming every little piece of Arsenal content from Arsenal content creators, the TikTok niggas been in their bag with all the compilations, all the edits they've been doing. They've been going crazy. I've been watching all the reaction, the fans around the globe, bro. Fans obviously in London, all the fans who went to the Emirates, 100K strong at the Emirates, all the parties in the street. Everybody keeps showing their parade pictures. That's not even the fucking parade. That's just the Fifi. 100K strong in North London outside the Emirates. Then I saw stuff in Uganda. I saw stuff in Greenland. I saw stuff in Scotland. I saw stuff in Asia. I saw stuff here in the States, in Chicago. Shout out to the Brooklyn Invincibles in New York, the LA Gooners, everywhere. It's been a worldwide joyous occasion. And it has been a long time since a team of mine has won a championship. It's been 11 years since a team of mine has won a championship. Blackhawks won a championship in 2015. But I'm going to tell you why this is the happiest I've been about a championship since 2005. Because this is a team that I really care about and a sport that I really care about. If you watched any content I've done or you talk to me personally, you know I'm not that big of a hockey guy. I was just rooting for the Blackhawks during that time because, you know, they're in the city. I'm a Chicago sports fan. I want them to do good. And I enjoyed watching those teams. I enjoyed watching Patrick Kane, Jonathan Toews, Duncan Keith, all those guys, you know what I'm saying? Patrick Sharp. I could be here all day naming those three champs. Coach Q. But it was the team that I loved. I didn't really care too much about the sport. I mean, I haven't frequently watched the NHL in, I want to say, about 9 years. I think 2017 was the last time I dabbled. I just got this picture up here for fucking decoration. I'm just going to be 100% real with you. But this is a team that I care about, live and die with, even though it's only been 15 months. It is, y'all know the background. If you watch this podcast, y'all know my story of how this came here. And yes, I don't have the 22 years of trauma that every other lifelong Arsenal fan has had. But I will say, the moment I became a fan, people judge you. People talk shit about you. People troll you. People say that your team is never going to win. You know what I'm saying? And it's something that has been really fucking annoying. And if I'm annoyed about it, I can only imagine what day one fans have been feeling like. So it was a big release. And, you know, it's just something that I'm over the moon with. You know, this has been the most emotionally draining sports season. By the way, shout out to the jerseys I've got in the background. We got my favorite of the kits this year, the 20-year anniversary Highbury jersey, which they're going to be lifting the trophy on Sunday in this bad boy right here, which I think is poetic justice. 20 years since they moved from Highbury to Emirates Stadium, I think it's perfect. This is the last color they had, the burgundy joints they had in 06. I got the home kit for the star boy, the leader of this team. I won't call him. Well, he's one of the leaders of the team. Got to give some love to the captain, Martin Odegaard. Bukayo Saka. And then we got my favorite player right here. Mr. Let It All Work Out. And put your crosses up. The man who made the right decision, Mr. Eberechi Eze, in the back. By the way, if you watching any other any other of my podcasts over the next week, this shit is staying up, all right? When I do, I'm not going to hold you later today with Bang. Well, if you're watching this on Friday later today, if you're watching this on Thursday on Patreon, tomorrow, this shit is staying up, right? I got a special Bulls video coming out on the channel with a special guest. This shit is staying up. I'm just going to keep it all the way real. If you're looking for it, this is staying up in all of my shit because it's champions time. You know what I'm saying? But like I was saying, this is a very emotionally taxing year. I won't sit up here and say that this has been a fun season or this has been fun to watch. It has not. Now, that's why I was going through it. I'm very sure when I go back and watch the highlights and when I look back on this season years from now, I'll definitely have more fond memories because, you know, we know how to end it. When you don't know how it's going to end and you're not playing quote-unquote champagne football, let's get a little frustrated. In every game, I'm talking about all 37 games in the Premier League, all the Champions League game, all the FA Cup games, all of the Carabao Cup games, the Carabao Cup final, you know, the quarterfinal in the FA Cup losing the Southampton. By the way, fuck you, Southampton. Hope you enjoy the championship again next year. So all y'all was talking crazy, y'all social media talking about enjoy your quadruple after y'all beat us. Enjoy staying in the championship next year with another points deduction, you cheating bastards. Okay, Robert De Niro say? These two are for you, buddy. No, we're not Robert De Niro. That was Mike Dicker. These two are for you, buddy. That's who it's for. But it was a lot. It was a lot to the point where I had to not indulge on social media as much these last 2 months because it was just too much, you know, too much bad media from just too much bad coverage. And it was too much dooming from Arsenal fans for my particular liking. Like I said, I'm not going to tell anybody how to fan, especially not no lifelong fans. Y'all do what y'all want to do. I just didn't want to look at it. So it was too much. So I took a step back from social media a little bit because of that. I'm like, when the run is over, then I'll dibble back. And through them 2 months, I realized I really don't need Twitter. And that's why I kind of dialed down. I got Twitter on my phone right now. My Twitter will be on my phone until after the Champions League finals. Once all the celebrations is over, then I'll take that piece of shit off my phone again. But for right now, I'm enjoying all the content and tweets from all the Arsenal fans and all the haters. Y'all so rattled, bro. So rattled. My YouTube watch later is about 6 hours long right now because every outlet, every football content creator, every media outlet that talks shit about us all year, Sky Sports, Talk Sports, all these other different outlets, you know what I'm saying? I'm watching all your reactions. I'm going to watch every second of them. I don't give a fuck if it takes me to July 4th to watch all. I'm going to watch all. I'm going to bathe in the tears. And we're drinking bottles over here, okay? Championship bottles. You know what I'm saying? Not them bottles they got over there in Manchester where they fucked it up. And it's, look, man, this if you're looking for analysis and stuff on this episode, or again, I'm not talking about our game against who we play, Burnley. I'm not going to talk about the actual X's and O's of the Bournemouth City game, because who gives a shit? All right, the fact of the matter is that City had to settle for a cup double and nobody gives a shit about it. That's going to be a fucking Jeopardy question in 10 years. Who won the Carabao Cup and the FA Cup in 2026? Nobody gives a shit, all right? This is what it's about. This is too much shit talking. By the way, give me a second. I gotta take a sip from this bottle. By the way, if you only listen to the audio version, you're doing yourself a great disservice today. I gotta admit. But let's talk about how I felt the last 10 days, ever since the West Ham win. I really thought when we beat West Ham, that was it. I thought that was the final nail in the coffin. When I looked at the fixtures, right after we lost to City, I said, that could be the banana skin right there, banana peel. And then I looked at City's fixtures and I said, they're going to fuck up against Everton and they're going to fuck up against Bournemouth. Like, I knew Crystal Palace wasn't going to put up a fight. They're preparing for their European final. By the way, y'all couldn't wait to just ask Oliver Glasner questions all week about protecting the integrity of the game. And you should play your starters, even though you have a European final. You should play your starters. It's final day drama. You stick that shit up your ass, because both of us are going to be playing under 16 players. But anyway, shout out to Oliver Glasner for saying, shout out to Arsenal for winning and Everett Chiesa for making the right decision about going to that other club. Spurs fans, stop talking about us. You got bigger fish to fry. By this time next week, you niggas might possibly be in the championship. Now, I personally think that the Spurs will survive. I think they'll get a point against Everton. And I do believe West Ham will beat Leeds at home. I think Leeds is on vacation right now. They probably don't really care about that game. But I do believe Spurs are going to do just enough to get a point against Everton. But y'all could lose, too. Y'all, y'all home record is atrocious. So, David Moyes, I know you already did one thing for me. Please do another. This would be absolutely the most perfect week. Perfect week. You got Arsenal winning the league. You got that bald bastard Pep Guardiola finally retiring. You know, he ain't officially made the announcement yet. We know he will. And then you relegate Spurs? Oh. That would be perfect. I don't even hate Spurs like that. Like, I'm not from London, obviously, so I don't have the same Spurs hate as everybody else. I don't even know any Spurs fans. Well, I know a couple Spurs fans personally. The teams I hate more, Manchester United and Chelsea, especially Chelsea. Suck it, Chelsea fans. Y'all was the loudest this year. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Y'all was the loudest. All right, y'all was the loudest, bro. Y'all don't even got European football next year. You ain't even got Conference League, bro. One game a week. Ole, ole. That's what y'all got. But I'm all over the place today. And this video has been 15 minutes long. I don't want this to be too long. So I'm just going to get back to my mentality. Once we beat West Ham, I was like, all right, this should be ours. But I thought I'd be way more calm last week. I was not. Last week was hell. I enjoyed that West Ham win for maybe an hour or 2 hours. And then I started thinking about every doomsday scenario possible against Burnley. Because here's the thing. I'm low-key more worried about games in any sport versus the team you're supposed to beat. Like, prime example, the Bears was playing. Let's say the Bears were trying to clinch the division week 18, and they're playing, like, who's a huff-ass team? The Titans, right? I'd be way more nervous about that than playing like Green Bay or some shit. Just because those teams have nothing to lose. And fair play to Burnley. They stayed in it. Now, there was not one part in that game I felt like they were even threatening to score. But I was just dooming in my head the entire week. But once we beat Burnley, and shout out to Kai Havertz with the winning goal, I had this immense calm just take over my body. And I was like, Bournemouth is going to get a point tomorrow. At least get a point. I didn't think Bournemouth was going to win. But I did think they at least get a point. And, yeah, I had the regular, you know, match day jitters and things like that, and especially in the game. But I got when Junior Kroupi scored that goal, I just took a sigh of relief. Now, obviously, there's still in-game anxiety and shit like that, but even when Haaland scored the goal, I wasn't too nervous. If you hear my dog barking in the background, I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do about that. So I'm going to wrap this up because when he starts going, he starts going. And I'm not going to go in there and clean this up. Anyway, but I was just like, man, bro, this is awesome. This is awesome. And this dog just won't shut up. It really annoys the hell out of me. But, yeah, man, Arsenal's the champions. Arsenal's the champions. I feel very good about that. Big sigh release. Shout out to everybody who I feel good for Mikhail. I feel good for the longtime fans, and I feel good for the players. Y'all deserve it more than anybody. Yeah, man, it's going to be fun. So next week I will be doing a Champions League preview episode. We'll talk about how the trophy lift went. We'll talk about how the parade, I mean, how, what we're expecting from the parade and things like that. But we're going to do a preview for that next week. But, yeah, man, great time. I don't really have much else to say, bro. I'm kind of at a loss for words. It's just been a great 48 hours. It's, and for us, and for Arsenal fans, hey, just soak it in. Just soak it in. Like, yes, I think we got a team that's set up for years of competition to be in these races to win the Premier League and the Champions League, I believe, for the next couple of years. And I believe Andrea Berta, I believe Mikel Arteta, and I believe Josh Kroenke are going to put in the money this summer to rebuild the squad and be ready to defend this title. But sports are cruel. Sports are cruel. There's a reason why there's not a lot of repeats in sports. Sports are cruel. So I would say you never know what's going to happen. You never know when you're going to be here again. In fact, ask anybody who was around 22 years ago. I wasn't even watching the sport then because it really wasn't available in America like that. But yeah, go back to 2004. Go back to May 21st, 2004. I was 15 years old. But go ahead, ask somebody who was an Arsenal fan around that time who just saw the Invincibles. And you would have told that, like, hi, I am from the future. Y'all are not going to win another Premier League for another 22 years. Everybody around you would have laughed you out whatever room y'all was in, but you never know. So I would say this, appreciate this win, enjoy it. To everybody who's going to Selhurst Park on Sunday to watch the trophy lift, to watch the medals being handed out, enjoy it. I'm very envious of you. To everybody who's going to Budapest next Saturday to watch the Champions League final, I'm very jealous of you. To everybody going to parade on the 31st, I'm beyond jealous of you. But as somebody who's been to a couple parades with the Bulls and with the Blackhawks, if this is your first parade, you're going to enjoy it. My advice, take pictures and get very drunk. I was drinking rum at 7 a.m. in the morning for those Blackhawks parade. Now, I was a kid when the Bulls had their parade, so all I don't really remember that much besides seeing the players on the stage and taking pictures and shit like that. But enjoy, soak it all up, man. So yeah, I feel like I'm rambling right now, so I'm gonna wrap this up. Please follow me at Barbchair Scott, all social media platforms. Subscribe to the Patreon, everything like that. And yeah, man, I'm gonna holler at y'all. I'm not gonna hold you live Friday at 4 p.m. Me and Bang, happy birthday to Bang. We'll be talking everything going on in the world of sports and things like that. So tune in for that. And then next week, Soccer for Dummies, I will be previewing the Champions League final between Arsenal and PSG, the holders PSG. They get back a motherfucker. That's all I'm going to say. We coming for that European title too, man. So that's all I got. Enjoy y'all evening. Enjoy y'all weekends. I'll holler at y'all. I'm out.